This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Security in and around the RNC is under pressure after the assassination attempt on Donald Trump Saturday. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman.
We are planning as much as we can plan in regards to what we know, and we're looking for what we don't know, but we are planned and actually ready with the resources.
Donald Trump is in Milwaukee for the convention. He arrived late yesterday afternoon, just a day after a would-be assassin tried to kill him in Pennsylvania. The presumptive GOP nominee posted on social media yesterday he wouldn't let a shooter force a change in his plans. The assassination attempt on Donald Trump Saturday will not affect the RNC schedule this week, so says Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming.
I have not had it suggested to me that there will be any major changes in his schedule at all, or for that matter, for the schedule for the whole convention.
Governor Evers is asking the Secret Service to ban guns from the area around the Republican convention this week. Wisconsin law lets people carry guns, and local governments can't enact bans. However, no one but law enforcement is allowed to have a gun inside the hard security zone, including at the convention itself. A former nurse at the Waupun State Prison will stand trial for felony abuse and the death of an inmate last year. Witness testimony at Gwendolyn Vick's preliminary hearing last week claimed she determined Williams was faking symptoms. He later died of a stroke. Vick is one of eight former employees charged in the deaths of two inmates. People who own private wells should get their water tested after recent heavy rains and flooding. That's according to the Department of Natural Resources. The DNR says contaminated wells should be cleaned and no one should drink the water until tests come back negative. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Two Duluth-based nonprofits announced their merger on Friday. According to a Northern News Now report, True North Goodwill and Soar Career Solutions will join forces to bring more career opportunities to people across the region. The organizations provide training, jobs, and support services for residents in the area struggling to find work. Officials say the merger will allow the organizations to cover a larger area and offer more services and outreach programs. The merger was finalized on July 1st. Duluth organizations that work with the unhoused population in the city have sent Mayor Roger Reinert a letter expressing their concerns over proposed ordinance changes. The proposed ordinances will be considered by the Duluth City Council tonight, which would make something like outdoor camping on city property worthy of a misdemeanor charge. Opponents of the changes say they're worried the ordinances will criminalize homelessness. City officials say they are not enforceable if there is no available shelter space. People visiting the Duluth Children's Museum have been forced to deal with the heat following an air conditioning vandalism incident. According to a Fox 21 report, Duluth's Children's Museum officials says their air conditioning unit was damaged a couple of weeks ago, and they're still waiting on the installation of their new unit. Until then, they've had to get creative in keeping visitors cool and keep water available for their guests at the front desk. The museum gives kids a chance to learn with a variety of fun exhibits. The Duluth Area Pickleball Association's Summer Slam Tournament was held in the city over the weekend. According to a Fox 21 report, the tournament at Wheeler Athletic Complex featured 145 pickleball players from a variety of states and even some from Canada. Pickleball's popularity has continued to grow throughout the Midwest, and organizers of the Summer Slam say they're planning another tournament for the fall. Money raised from this weekend's tournament will go towards court maintenance costs. A case involving suspected horse neglect has been forwarded to the Bayfield County District Attorney's Office. According to a Northern News Now report, the Bayfield County Sheriff's Office decided to continue investigating the complaint on Wednesday, but noted that the owner of the horses has been cooperative and committed to ensuring all animals are properly cared for. The District Attorney's Office will now decide whether or not to pursue charges against the owner or refer it back for further investigation. Three people were arrested in Duluth's Morgan Park neighborhood after allegedly being found in possession of meth, heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl. According to law enforcement authorities, the Lake Superior Violent Offender Task Force carried out a search warrant on the 1400 block of 91st Avenue West, recovering over 1 pound of fentanyl and heroin, 1 pound of methamphetamine, and half a pound of cocaine. A 35-year-old Duluth man, 19-year-old Chicago resident, and a 37-year-old woman were arrested. Another new housing project broke ground in Duluth this week. The Duluth HRA's Harbor Highlands project plans to bring two phases of housing projects to the area to include more senior, affordable, and mixed housing for residents. According to a WDIO report, when completed, the project will feature 70 housing units for seniors, with an additional 40 units of family housing planned next year. City officials say a lack of affordable housing is one of the most important issues residents of the area have shared with them. The Duluth City Council held its agenda session on Thursday with a heavy focus on new proposed public safety ordinances. The proposed ordinances would make offenses like outdoor camping on city property a misdemeanor charge, causing worry among some that the city doesn't have enough shelter space available for the unhoused population. According to a Northern News Now report, city officials say they would not be enforceable if there's no available shelter space. The council will hold a vote on Monday. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers beat the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 9-3 win over the Washington Nationals Sunday. 30,000 fans, 92 degrees at AmFam Field. Willie Adames hot at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
That one's deep. Way back, left center field. Adames will watch it fly. Put two more on the board, courtesy of Willie Adames. A 4-RBI game, home run number 15.
The Brewers avoiding being swept by the Nationals as they head into the All-Star break. Adames after the win.
We've been to a rough stretch lately, but, you know, that's baseball. That's how it's going to go. But, you know, it was a great way to end up the first half, and hopefully, you know, we can take this momentum and start the second half after the break.
The Brewers losing 7 of their last 10 games. How badly did they need this one on Sunday?
You need them all. You know, like, you start thinking like that, like desperation or something like that. That's not good thinking.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Those of you in the market for a new home should take note that there is a new listing in Beverly Hills for a cool 68 million smackers. The house belongs to Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, who appear to be headed towards Splitsville, or maybe they just wanted to downsize to a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath ranch. But I doubt it, because the house has 38,000 square feet, 12 bedrooms, and 24 bathrooms. The couple has been married since 2022, so it only cost them $34 million a year to live there. If that's a little out of your price range, you could move to New York, where John Lennon and Yoko Ono's Soho Loft just went up for a much more manageable $5.5 million Buku Dolores. John and Yoko bought the place in 1971. There is 3,800 square feet of living space and 2 levels. The lower level houses the living quarters, and Yoko has used the upper level as a recording studio, where even after 50 years and constant updating, it didn't make her voice sound any better. Not everyone who attended the Twisters premiere in LA last week was wrestled to the ground, but one protester was. During Glenn Powell's introduction of the film, someone ran into the theater carrying a sign that read, "There's no excuse for animal abuse. The film needs a disclaimer." The protester was referencing a scene in the film set at a rodeo where a calf's neck was twisted and it was wrestled to the ground. PETA protesters outside the event said the movie glorified animal violence. Word on the street is that the calf is a serious actor and practices hot yoga regularly and was likely uninjured. Still, there is no word yet from Universal Studios. The movie going year is just about halfway over, and Entertainment Weekly has put out its list of the 10 best films so far. The picks include Furiosa, Challengers, Dune 2, Civil War, The Bike Riders, Hitman, Inside Out 2, Thelma, The Idea of You, and somehow The Fall Guy. How many have you seen? When you hear the Hollywood press say that someone earned an Emmy nomination, it's usually in reference to their craft. Actor Jeff Bridges earned just such a nomination for his role in FX's The Old Man. But it was not just for his stellar acting. The New York Post reports that while shooting season 1 of the show, Bridges was dealing with cancer and COVID-19 simultaneously. Jeff had cancer when the shooting started, and in the middle of the season discovered a 9x12 tumor in his stomach during a home workout. If that wasn't enough, during chemotherapy treatments, he contracted COVID-19 before there was a vaccine. The actor was actually fighting for his life, needed oxygen, and says he was in so much pain he was ready to go. It was the encouragement of his family and doctors telling him to fight that got him through it. Oh yeah, and a process called convalescent plasma, a blood therapy technique that takes blood from people who have recovered from an illness to help others heal. And that is how you earn, son. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible through early to mid-afternoon, then partly cloudy with a high of 82 today. Tonight, mostly clear, 54. Tomorrow, sunshine, 76. By Wednesday, sunny and cooler with a high of 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.